Hello, everybody. What's up, Arizona, and everybody else listening? This is me, Clay Ink. It is I, Clay of the Ink. That is right. And this is Arizona Unknown. That's right. Your stories, your time, your experiences, all Arizona and all unknown. This is the first podcast, and this is the first episode. So exciting times. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So basically what we'll be doing is telling the stories of Arizona people. True stories, real stories. It could be about anything. It could be about good times, bad times, scary times, unique times, as long as it's a good story. All right? And that's what I'm into. So, and I hope, I don't know, maybe you're into that too. If not, then I don't know what to do. What are you doing here? You should go. No, stay. You're right. Stay. Have a seat. And, well, this is, like I said, the first episode of Arizona Unknown. And, well, I'm not sure I have any people writing in stories yet. So you can email me at clayinkprince@gmail.com. I'll probably have to get a new email, but clayink, C-L-A-Y-I-N-K, prince, P-R-I-N-T-S, @gmail.com. All right, so these stories, they need to be true. They need to be in Arizona. And they need to be unknown. That's right. Leave out any real names of people, towns, places. You know, just keep it unknown. So, yes, it could be in your backyard. We don't know. But maybe that's the fun of it, okay? We're not trying to call people out, and we're not trying to put people down. We're trying to, you know, share some good experiences and tell a good story, so. Since we do not have any emails yet, like I said, you can email me, though. And go ahead and put the subject line, Arizona Unknown. And for now, this episode, maybe I will tell a story. A story of me. My name is Clay Ink. That's right. I go by Clay Ink. Some people know me by Clay. Some people know me as Ink. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody knows me as Ink, okay? That's a name I made up myself because I'm an artist. And I always wanted like a cool handle and like a name to go by. And I've been doing a little bit of social media, kind of like learning about social media marketing and a bunch of stuff I used to be really interested in. And that's how I ended up getting onto TikTok. Some of you, maybe most of you might know me from TikTok. But yeah, I post some videos on there. Nothing too special, nothing too personal. And, well, this is me trying to do something different, okay? So we'll see how it goes. I like to get on live on there, and there's a lot of great people who join. And I think maybe this is just continuing that conversation. If so, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm talking to myself the first episode. A little weird, okay? Usually I have people to interact with and to make fun of, but this is okay. Well, I guess we'll make fun of me. My name is Clay. That's just a name. Son of a gun. Okay. Anyway, let's tell a story. Let me think. All right, I got one. Kind of pops into my mind. So back when I was in middle school, back way, way back in the day, sometimes we would leave, it was a really small town I was in, and we would leave the school for lunch, and we would, how many blocks? It's probably like 3 or 4 blocks. We'd cruise through a couple blocks, through some shortcuts, some wooden trails to the woods. I mean, past a couple trees. It wasn't very... Anyway, we would go down to the gas station, and we would get some burritos, or they would have pizza, or breadsticks, or any kind of candy, or juice, or soda. You know, all the great stuff. And we used to do that quite often. So one day, we were doing that. And, you know, everything worked out well. We made it there, and everything was good. We got the delicious food. We ate. And on our way back, though, there was this truck that was following us. I forget if it was an actual truck. I think it might have been like an SUV. It was white, but it was following us, and we were going through the park, and all of a sudden, it slowed down, and the window went down. And there was a group of probably like 7 of us, right? And we didn't know what was going on, and this mysterious just truck pulls up and has been following us, and then their window goes down, and you couldn't see in it. And then, out of the darkness, a barrel comes out. That's right, a gun barrel. And it starts shooting at us. Boom, 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 boom. Fortunately, it was a paintball gun, but still, nonetheless, we scattered like cockroaches, and we were hitting trees and running, and we did our best to make it back to the school. I think we had to split up, and I remember just booking it through the trails and through houses, and this truck was following us, going around corners and speeding and hitting the brakes and constantly just shooting as many of us as they could with this paintball gun. And so we were late back to school, and we made it. We were safe. We were alive. But we were in trouble a little bit because we were late. And, you know, as little kids, it wasn't our fault. So we told them why. And turns out it was some of the high school kids who some of us even knew who it was. And I guess they ended up getting in trouble, unfortunately, which sucks for them. But yeah, I will never forget that time that we were just innocently walking back with our burritos and then all of a sudden running for our lives as paintballs go flying past each of our heads, smashing into backpacks and young children screaming. Phil, though, it was a crazy time, all right? It was a crazy time. So it was just, anyway, there's my story. I'm sticking to it. It wasn't a real gun, thank God. What the f***? And you know what? We grew a little that day. We came a little stronger in our group, you know? We ended up becoming friends with those people later on in our years of high school and in township. But that's a different story, okay? And maybe one day you'll hear it. But not today. But that's okay. One day maybe, I don't know. I wish I had some good stories. That one was all right. I wish I had some, like, scary stories. That would be really fun. I think it was in high school, my freshman year in high school. And, at that time, I was living in, the small town. But I was living there, and this is when my parents were divorced or splitting up, and nobody was really living at our old house. My dad had moved away. My mom was gone, moved, and my brothers and sisters were gone, and it was basically just me. And it was just for a short period of time, but I remember one night, I came home after hanging out with some friends, and it was really late. It must have been maybe after midnight or something, and I came into my room, and in my room, there was like this extra pane of glass that had been taped over the window for the winter, and so I couldn't really like have access to my blinds. And some of them were messed up, and some of them were cracked and broken, and I was laying there on the floor on my little mattress thing, and I was having trouble sleeping, and it felt like somebody was watching me through the window. I got this really creepy feeling that somebody was watching me through the window. And then I started hearing really soft tapping on the window. Tap, 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 tap. And I was like, what? I was like, what? Did I just hear that? I don't know. It's really creepy. It scared me to death. Like, all I could do was like lay there and hold the blanket like over my nose and just like peek out. And this happened for probably like maybe a few minutes, and then it went to my sister's bedroom, which was the room right next to me, and I heard it. The tapping was louder on that window. Boop, boop, boop. And it was there for a minute or two, and then it was quiet, and then you can hear it continue around the house to the back door, and then the back door was knocked on. And then it was quiet for a while as I guess it was coming around to the front door, and then the front door. And then right next to my the side of my house where my bedroom was, there was a little shed, and there was a walkway from my room in that shed. And after the front door, you can hear somebody or something was walking down that hallway, because that tin shed was really loud. So any kind of bump or anybody walking through there, you could literally hear them. And I could hear it quietly. I mean, I guess trying to be quiet, but it was loud. They would move down the alley, and then as soon as they got to the end, silence again. And I would feel the stares on me. I could feel the creepy tingles on my back. And I could just, like, through the blinds that I couldn't shut or do anything about, I just felt that somebody or something was just right there watching me. It was so creepy. And I don't know how to explain how scared I was, but probably the most scared I've ever been. And that continued probably 3 or 4 times. But I was home alone. I was a freshman in high school. I wasn't the bravest dude, so I was like terrified. So I never went outside. And I basically just sat there and told myself that like it wasn't happening, or that I was gonna be okay, and a bunch of different things like that. And I ended up, I think I fell asleep, but I don't know. I don't know whatever happened, and I never found out. Nobody ever said it was me, or ha ha, I got you, or anything to this day. So, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was somebody or something. Just kidding. Just kidding, I don't know. It could have been. Like what? Like what, though? You know what I mean? Aliens, that's an option. Definitely aliens, probably. I probably got probed. What? Nothing. I probably got nothinged, okay? Could have been the goat man. Could have been skin people. Who knows? A ghost? A friend? But the crazy thing is, I don't think I'll ever know. And that's crazy. But yeah, I guess that was it was a long time ago. So, anyway, these are just a few stories about me and some interesting things that has happened to me in my past. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hear from you guys. So be sure to send in those emails and be sure to send in those stories. Make sure they're Arizona and make sure they're unknown, anonymous. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's been a short episode, but it's been a fun episode. Got out a few of my stories and got out a few things to say. I don't know. What did I say? Nothing? But yeah, this is the first episode of Arizona Unknown. I'm glad you were here, and I can't wait for the next one. So keep an eye out. Keep an ear out. And I think we might do some other type of episodes. We might do maybe like some call-in episodes, some interviews. Maybe we'll go live on TikTok and have like a crowd episode where I'm chatting with you guys. That'd be fun. And who knows, maybe some giveaways, maybe some interesting things. But it has to end now, okay? It has to end somehow. We have to end. So this is it. Take care, and I'll see you soon.